I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's new government is taking steps to fix the broken economy. It raised fuel prices for the second time in 5 days, part of a gradual effort to end subsidies. Gas and diesel now cost 10 times more than they did before the 2019 crisis, if you can make it to the pump. Hard for Lebanon's Tom Adama.
The government instituted an app to control who's buying gas and how often you can buy gas. And so you sign up, make an appointment, go to the local gas station where you made the appointment, and nobody will let you in line because they've been waiting in line for 3 hours.
In the past 2 years, multiple crises spiraled out of control, plunging 3/4 of Lebanon's population into poverty. However, there's at least one silver lining.
When major catastrophes take place, people are wide open to answers. They're asking questions. And we have opportunities like never before to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And Jesus Film Project recently released a new translation of the Jesus film in Persian Sign Language. Persian, also known as Farsi, is Iran's official language. There are more than 400,000 deaf people in Iran, but getting the Jesus film translated into Persian Sign Language was just the beginning. Converting to Christianity in Iran is extremely dangerous. Please pray for deaf Iranians to access the Jesus film in their heart sign language and find eternal life in Christ. And Brian with Jesus Film Project asks,
pray that by 2025 that we'll reach our goal of reaching Mission 865, which is completing 865 minority languages of the Jesus film. And these languages are in Middle East, Central Asia, and some of those are North Africa. Really hard to reach places. So pray that this will get completed, that people have a chance to hear the gospel.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.